The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, or ICAN, began life in Melbourne and was formally launched in Austria in April 2007. Its founders were influenced by the International Campaign to Ban Landmines, which had played a key role in negotiations on the convention banning anti-personnel mines. Today, ICAN is a coalition of hundreds of non-government organisations around the world and coordinates its campaign from a main office in Switzerland. The group campaigned for a United Nations treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons adopted by 122 nations in July. The Norwegian Nobel Committee says ICAN's work is truly deserving of the award.
Through its efforts, ICAN has reminded the nuclear weapon states that their commitment entails a genuine obligation, and the time to honour it is now.
ICAN Executive Director Beatrice Finn urged nuclear nations to adopt the UN treaty to prevent what she said would be the end of us. Ms. Finn says the treaty was the result of small groups advocating for change.
As the culmination of this grassroots efforts, through ordinary people standing up to the most powerful, this year, the hypothetical march forwards towards the actual, as 122 nations negotiated and concluded a UN treaty to outlaw these weapons of mass destruction. The treaty on the prohibition of nuclear weapons provides the pathway forward at a moment of great global crisis. It is a light in a dark time.
The treaty is not signed by and would not apply to any of the states that already have nuclear arms, but Ms. Finn urged them to sign the agreement, describing it as a choice between two endings. Melbourne-based Richard Tanter is chairman of the Australian board of ICAN and says the group is fairly confident the treaty will be ratified within a year. Professor Tanter says it is worrying that many countries continue to expand their nuclear weapons arsenals.
Well, I think we're back at a very dangerous time in the world. Many of us who are old enough to remember the Cold War thought that it was all over when the Berlin Wall fell. Nuclear weapons are still with us. Every country with nuclear weapons is modernising their arsenal. And more importantly, we've seen on the Korean Peninsula the rise of extraordinary threatening rhetoric between North Korea and the United States.
ICAN says the United States, Russia, Britain, France, China, Israel, India, Pakistan and North Korea possess around 15,000 nuclear weapons between them. The United States and Russia maintain about 1,800 nuclear weapons ready to be launched within minutes. ICAN says the weapons are far more powerful than the atomic bombs dropped on Japan in 1945. It says a single nuclear warhead has the capacity to kill millions of people, with side effects lasting for decades. Ms. Finn delivered the Nobel lecture with Setsuko Thurlow, an 85-year-old survivor of the Hiroshima bombing and now an ICAN campaigner. Ms. Thurlow was rescued from the rubble of a collapsed building less than 2 kilometres from ground zero. Most of her classmates in the same room were burned alive.
When I was a 13-year-old girl trapped in the smoldering rubble, I kept pushing, I kept moving toward the light, and I survived. Our light now is a banned treaty. To all in this hall and all listening around the world, I repeat those words that I heard in the ruins of Hiroshima. Don't give up. Keep pushing. Keep moving. See the light.
Survivors of the nuclear attacks on Hiroshima and Nagasaki also visited Oslo Botanical Gardens from Japan to plant seeds from the trees that grew out of the ruins of 1945. One of those was Toyoko Tagawa, 6 years old when the bomb fell on Nagasaki and killed her brother.
I was 6 years old when the bomb fell. We were heading to a shelter but went home to get water first. Then a powerful flash of light came, followed by a loud noise and shaking of the ground. When I felt the shaking, I fainted. I don't know how I got back to the shelter. My big brother had great pains in his final moments. He asked my father to get a sword from our house. He then asked if our father could end his suffering, if he could decapitate him.
In Melbourne, Richard Tanta says he hopes the group's win on the global stage can inspire other citizen groups to mobilise.
I think the award gives immense confidence to people far beyond ICANN, but they do have the power to do it. The name ICANN was taken for a reason. We're not under any illusions of how easy it's going to be. But I think for many groups, this is a chance now for them to up their game and start putting pressure on their governments. I think we're going to hear a lot more from groups like ICANN in the future.